Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. The Easter egg roulette.
Yep.
Stunt or stupid?
Sean in Shelton, what's your question?
What year was the Star Wars Special Edition VHS release?
What year was it released? It was released in 1978.
Incorrect.
What year was
1997.
It? 1997.
97.
That's stupid.
That's
after a certain amount of years.
Fine. All right.
After a certain amount of years, they redid the special effects and re-released it.
How wonderful for you.
Excellent question,
Sean. The other five nerds are so happy right now.
The whole goal here is to just have eggs smashing against your head.
Okay, I have selected my next egg. My next egg is pink.
Okay.
Okay, I have no idea if this is raw or if this is hard-boiled. I will now take the egg and smash it against myself, counting down in three, in two, in one.
Somebody told me to inch the chair away.
Gross.
Rub it into your hair.
It's in your headphones.
It's going to tighten all those pores up. It's going to be great.
Biotin.
You know, I heard egg is good for your hair.
Yeah.
It's on my arm.
Your hair's going to be real healthy.
Yeah.
Shiny coat.
Just don't go anywhere hot later.
What
you're going to scramble eggs up there.
Am I a dog? That was gross. It's on my arm. Yuck.
It's on your pinky. It's everywhere.
Went everywhere. Jeez. Man. But the equipment's safe.
You're going to be very sticky later.
I'm going to be very stinky later. All right.
That was excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was an accident.
Boston John.
Godfather 2. What was Michael Corleone's car? His limousine. What kind of car was it?
Well, I know he usually, they all drove Lincoln, so I know Lincoln Continental.
No, it was a Chrysler Imperial. Hey, can I pick the color of egg?
Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
pick the color. Sure.
Yeah, why not?
What color?
Maybe yellow.
There's yellow in there.
Yellow.
Yellow. I have a yellow egg.
All right. He's got a yellow egg.
Yellow egg. All right. Coming down. Then three. And two. And one. God damn, that hurt.
I believe there's a dent in your head now.
Right in the temple.
So is that better or worse than the raw one, though?
The raw one didn't.
That one sounded like it weighed 5 pounds.
I really slammed it, too.
And you're picking the same spot. Why wouldn't you move it around a little bit?
Because I only want to take care of one part of my face. There isn't many areas to go. You know, I only got one face. So.
You got a big forehead, though.
Thank you.
Roots dying rocks over there.
Okay, next question.
Justin, do you have a question?
In the Easter story of Peter Cottontail, what is the farmer's name?
Brown.
Incorrect. It's Farmer McGregor.
Who puts a McGregor?
McGregor.
Really? We have an Irish guy or Scottish?
Farmer.
McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
McGregor. All right. I got an egg.
Okay. What color is it?
It's orange.
All right. Easter egg roulette. You don't sound sure that it's orange.
It's got a sticker on it.
What does that mean? It's got a sticker that says
I have
what?
No idea.
What does the sticker say?
It's a snail.
Okay.
I don't know why
it's cute, guys. Ruth made it. It's adorable.
Obviously, I didn't do this one.
Okay, so that's hard-boiled then.
Really?
Yeah, didn't she hard-boil them?
That's right. So I know what this egg is, so I cannot use it.
Yeah, pick a new one. Right. Pick a new one.
Not looking. All right, here we go. I have an egg.
All right.
Now the egg is green. Say it with me. Count it down. Three, two, one.
Oh my God, gross.
God. Oh, ick.
There's just like a long drip down his eyebrow.
All y'all.
God, that's just gross.
Yeah, that was like a lot of goo coming off your forehead.
Usually it's race time for that.
It's just horrible.
What?
Yeah, oh my God.
Because you're going to, luckily, we have a drop cloth. Don't freak out.
Yeah, anyway, no one's freaking out.
In the office, don't freak out. Right. I'm not making a mess over here.
The studio's all set.
There's egg everywhere. Oh, that was gross. Okay, next question.
Can you imagine dating a really hot guy like he's a 10?
Right, like right?
Like a solid 9.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But when he sweats, it looks like egg coming off of his forehead.
Oh, that's gross.
that's gross. The only thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't work out together.
Well, wouldn't work.
Like,
yeah.
Go to the gym by yourself, babe.
If you date a rooster, that's going to happen.
All right. One more.
That was so gross.
Emily, do you have a question you want to ask AJ?
Yeah, I do. What was the first state to pass a speed limit law?
The first state to pass a speed limit law.
I know the answer to this.
I'm going to go with Michigan.
No. Our lovely state, Connecticut.
It's Connecticut.
All figures, right?
Yeah. look at his face. He's so
plumped. I have egg on face.
Egg on face. Spike it up.
Ugh. All right, don't look. Reach into the Easter egg bowl. Pick an Easter egg.
Got my egg.
What color is it?
It's pink.
Okay, here comes the pink egg to the face.
All right, count it down. Three, two, one.
Another wet one.
This was a stupid idea.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
God, this is gross. Oh, I'm going to smell
that. That's going to be flaking off of your skin all day today.
You're going to have egg flakes. That's good for
you, right? I'm going to look like, you ever see that, what's that pastry? That's like the phyllo dough
stuff?
That's
right, yeah.
Oh, what the hell? That's my thing. Okay. I felt something wet fall.
What was your thing that fell?
It was my bib.
Your bib.
I dropped my bib. It smells in here. It smells like somebody pooped.
That's gross. That's up on a window.
It's in my eyeball and everything.
Okay, and, you good?
Sure, why not?
All right, nice job.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Gross.
How about those UConn men, huh?
How about them?
UConn men won last night, 75-58. Joe Zone, Channel 3 on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
At the half, when the team's walking off the court, the Huskies looked like they knew they won. The other team looked like they knew they lost the game. At the half.
I think that's a fair assessment of what happened, but then you see what happens. They play a little bit better in the second half. UConn doesn't play as well. You know, it's hard to keep up, and that's one of the biggest challenges for coaches. You have a big lead. It's hard to keep up the energy and the intensity that got you there. And the other team, you know, they came back and made a little comeback, and Northwestern did. But in the end, you know, it's another double-digit win. I think that's 8 straight now double-digit wins in the NCAA tournament dating back to last year. Still a big, impressive win.
No one really surprised by that one, right?
Nope. They were expected to win, and they are, a 9-point favorite in their next game against San Diego State, who took out Yale last night by a lot. They beat Yale by like 30 points, maybe 25 to 30 points. I didn't get the final exact score, but they beat them big, and now they're playing San Diego State. That's in Boston next weekend.
Nice. I was at an event for Seymour Pink. It's this great organization that raises funds for families who are going through the cancer battle.
Yeah.
And it was called Pink Night to Remember. And I remember exactly where I was when the announcer came over the PA and said, hey, if you have a bracket, Yale won. And everyone was really disappointed. Like, no one picked Yale in that room. Did you have Yale?
I did not. I had Yale winning the first game, but then out after that. I thought they barely won that first game. If you remember, they won it at the end at the buzzer. Still, it was a great season for Yale, and it would have been interesting if they had won. They would have played UConn.
Wouldn't have your
son. Yep. On Friday. But they're out, so now it's, and then you got the women tonight. They've got a tough game. They're playing Syracuse tonight. And here's the one thing I throw at you, the stat that I'd be concerned about if I'm a UConn women's fan. They're playing Syracuse. Syracuse beat Notre Dame twice this year. Notre Dame beat UConn. In fact, it was the only loss at home for the UConn women this year was to Notre Dame, and it was by 15 points. So there's that on the table tonight when you're looking at the UConn women advancing to the next round.
What do you think?
I'm I'm a little bit, I don't feel, you know, wow, this is an easy win. I think they'll win. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going down to the last half of the last quarter. But the way the seniors are playing, and especially Ashlyn Shade, a freshman who had her career high with 26 points the other day. I mean, they're getting great play from like six people. They only have eight. There are almost more people they don't have
right.
than they do have. So I think they're moving on. And then if they move on, I'll be on a plane to Portland, Oregon, on Wednesday, where they would play Duke in the next round.
Oh, wow. Road trip. Is that something you want to do?
Yeah, well, you know, when this all started, we talked about who wanted to cover who. And I've covered the UConn women for such a long time. They've been to so many more tournaments. I said, let's stay with them. Let's go. It's one of the few cities I've never been to. You know, last year it was Seattle. This year it would be Portland. And the thing about Duke beat Ohio State yesterday, who was the 2 seed, and Ohio State is the team that took the UConn women out of the tournament last year. So they don't have to play Ohio State again. They would play Duke if they get by Syracuse tonight.
We're going to have AJ make a little video explaining all the brackets and
right.
the bracket and the teams and the advancements.
It'll sound like me just going.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you're halfway through it now, so there's a lot fewer to do.
Right, to the end.
Yeah. So you still think the UConn men go all the way, right?
I do. And all the experts that were talking about it before game halftime.
All of them.
If they play their best. I think they're unbeatable. Somebody's going to have to play their best, and UConn's going to have to be a step down, one or two, in order to take them out. That's my view on how well they're playing.
Did you see, first of all, who the hell is that tall kid on the UConn team?
Oh.
Now, they're all tall.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you see a tall person
right.
out on a basketball court towering over everyone, that's like you're 7-something.
That's ridiculously tall.
Donovan Klingon, 7'2". It's very interesting. If you ever would see me try to interview me, all of my 5'6", trying to interview 7'2". The microphone, I literally have, I'm stretched out as far as I can go in order to. I always ask him, Mr. Klingon, could you please sit down so we can get this thing done? It'd make it a lot easier.
Just go uppy.
Uppy. That's a very funny.
Just ask him to hold you for the interview.
Uppy.
That'd be funny.
Can I sit in your lap, uppy?
Really?
Ah, Joe, if you have a still of that, you holding the mic up to the kids,
awesome.
You're completely extended.
Yep.
Joe's on
somewhere.
Channel 3 Sports on. You know, I was reading that Coach Hurley is very, very superstitious.
That's true. Socks, underwear, his pregame ritual, hats. He's... It's interesting when you think of what an X's and O's guy he is and how well he coaches that those things still, you know, come into play. So I think that makes him a very interesting character. And then, you know, the more you hang around him, the more interesting he is. It's just hard to get him to, you know, break out of coach speak all the time. You know, there's so many people around and everybody has they think that the media, people in the media have an agenda. They're always trying to, you know, get that gotcha moment. So, you know, most coaches are pretty reserved the way they do things, and I get that. So I don't look for anything more than mostly X's and O's, you know, as they're getting through the tournament. That's what they want to focus on. It's hard to get personal with these coaches when it comes to behind the scenes. I mean, Gino's birthday was – he won Saturday on his 70th birthday.
Nice.
And the players came out with T-shirts that had various pictures of him throughout his career, which was a riot. And he talked about it, you know, talking about the 70s and his look in the 70s and the fact that he is 70. So it's hard to get personal with these guys.
Then he threw his cake.
But Hurley's wife travels with a portable washing machine so she can wash his clothes. Because he wears the same exact clothes.
Yeah.
The socks have holes in them, the underwears, the the shirt, everything.
Yep.
It's pretty...
That's really doing it.
Yeah.
That's very superstitious.
And as soon as he loses one, or when he loses one, or if he loses one, then his routine would change, and he'll start all over with a new one.
Then he does this thing with M&Ms. He'll have 8 M&Ms, but he'll pick through the colors, and he will not eat a color of, you know, the opposing team.
None of that obviously has anything to do with anything, but it's just mindset. It's just, you know, I do that on the golf course. If I shoot a good round, I wear the same shoes, the same hat, the same shirt, and, you know, do the exact same thing. It's stupid superstition is what it is.
Well, do you eat the same meal every night, too? I mean, if he's on a winning streak, is that a meatloaf every night?
Right.
I can see that happening.
Yep.
I like it. I have that with comedy. I have, like, rings I have to wear when I'm on stage. So it's like a ritual of, like, what I do before I go on stage. It's like, I don't know. It's grounding.
It's you in the zone, right?
Yeah. It's you in the zone, yeah.
I have one, too. I pray.
Please let this go well. Please let this go well.
I mean, I'll knock on wood if someone says, you know, how's it going or whatever.
Right.
I'll knock on wood.
Yep. Yeah.
That, but
that's as far as you go.
I'm not bringing a portable washing machine around.
Yeah, wearing the same underwear.
Yeah. So, all right, Joe. Well, good luck. I hope you travel to Portland.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah,
well, I look forward to it, and maybe we'll do this again next Monday.
I'd love it. Joe Zone Channel 3. Thank you, sir.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye. Right.
That's a real sports guy right there.
Very.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Go UConn.
Yay.
There's a, you know, everyone's making videos. And with college basketball playoffs in full swing, women are taking to social media to share tips for how they handle their husbands being glued to the TV for March Madness.
Oh.
Here's widow, March Madness widow, Allie.
Living in my own madness here, my number one tip is going shopping. This is the time where you could get those purchases under the radar. Another great thing to do when they're glued to the games is the kids will just kind of sit there with him, so I could have a lot more girls' nights, and organizing the house without having another opinion there is also a good benefit.
There is something about doing a project without the other one there.
Oh, yeah.
You just gets done so quickly.
There's no fights.
There's no conversation.
Right. Like, I want to help. No.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Oh, I think
no.
about this. I think about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
See, Emily's single. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
There's something to it. Like, I have my space.
You
like
seem
to
happy.
Decorate it. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Look at her.
I'm like, I don't want some guy's, like, Call of Duty set in my cute little setup yet. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Toys is always down.
Remnants of the capsized boat from the Connecticut Rowing Club. Remember we did this story last week?
Yeah.
This is kind of creepy. This was a story was sent to me by tribe member John Schumacher, who lives on Long Island.
Yeah.
So over here on this side of the Long Island Sound, we had like 29 people pulled from the water on a very cold day from the Saugatuck Rowing Club. They got caught in rough waters. Two boats went over, and then the coach's boat went down.
Yep.
And it was could have been a horrific disaster. So some remnants of the boats that went over washed ashore in Rocky Point.
Well, that's creepy.
Just a shocking discovery here on the North Shore of Long Island today. We have the remnants of the capsized chase boat that washed ashore here. This all happened Wednesday evening. The motor to the boat is still here. Right next to the remnants here of the boat, the hull of the boat, though, is still missing. What's even more shocking about what washed ashore here, the key is still in the ignition. Right next to the wheel.
Where would it be, really?
Seriously, you're going to shut it off? I'm going to shut this off before it capsizes.
That's pretty efficient. Like, if the guy, as the boat was sinking, let me turn this off.
And take the key with me.
And I'm going to take the key.
Yeah.
Reminder of a scary situation Wednesday evening. Three rowing skulls and a chase boat from the Saugatuck Rowing Club in Connecticut capsized in the Long Island
Sound. They go through the whole story. We heard this.
We know.
Yeah.
Keys make the shame.
No, it was creepy though when you see the shot of like just pieces of a boat washing ashore.
Right.
Yeah. Like they talked to a witness somewhere in here. You got to get the witness because he looks like he doesn't know what the hell to say. But it's creepy. You're walking along the beach, then all of a sudden there's just boat parts. And, you know, if you don't know the story that everyone got out okay, you're wondering, is there a dead body around here somewhere?
Shark tooth stuck to it.
That's right.
Like the orca.
Right. What was the name of the guy whose head popped
out? Ben Gardner's boat.
Ben Gardner.
That was Ben Gardner's boat.
Yeah. All right, here's the witness.
I did not have a clue, but a lot of stuff washes up on this beach. But it was kind of spooky in a way because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, didn't really comprehend in my head.
Only one racing
comprehend.
Skull.
Comprehend.
I hate that. He had a good sound clip, and then he screwed up that one word.
Comprehend.
Comprehend.
Forgot
I didn't
pee.
Comprehend.
You almost peed.
Yeah.
I couldn't comprehend it.
Creepy.
Yep.
All right. Mega Millions jackpot rises to $1.1 billion after no winner Friday.
I'll be playing later. Yep.
$525 million would be, I think, the one-time payout.
Yeah, that's enough.
And then, so you got Powerballs, like $750 million?
Yeah, both ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
So I'm losing money twice as much each time. Now I'm buying Powerball and Mega Millions.
This is your 401k plan.
It is, damn it. Time to cash
I'll
in.
I'll tell you what, though. You hit that, you're going to have a better 401k than all of us.
Who's
combined.
Laughing now? Say, yeah.
That's right. Who's laughing now?
Yeah, say,
all right, and before we go, Bruce Springsteen played, he did a cover. What do we have now? Do we have the cover or do we have... him meeting Flavor Flav.
We have a meeting Flavor Flav.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
This is in Vegas.
This is great. This is great.
Thank you. What's up, Bruce? Oh, this is such an honor, man. Thank
ouch.
You. This is such an honor, bro. Thank you. Many more blessings to you, bro.
And same on you.
What was that first?
All of the years.
Man. That thing?
Leadership.
Let's get a picture here.
Okay. Yeah, Bruce, like, let's get a picture.
Let's get him out of here.
We got to get him out of here. I got to show.
He's got a clock.
Yeah, he's got a big clock around his neck. Look at the time. I got to go. Yeah.
Yeah, boy!
What was that first sound? Like, Justin was putting that in the computer this morning around 5:15. I was like, are we doing some story of a death?
Right.
Of a long, painful...
It's like a plane.
Was he trying to say boss? Maybe? Boss!
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe. That's what I said.
I boss. Think it's just Flav being Flav. I think that's all it is.
Yeah. It sounds like a World War II fighter jet going past the house.
Yeah, play that again. Yeah, it's a kamikaze pilot.
Right, or a motorcycle on Route 8.
Yeah, so Bruce did a version of Viva Las Vegas
okay.
on stage.
Cool.
And he, you know, bands do that. When they're in town, if they're in Boston, they'll do, you know, something from Aerosmith or from, you know, Dirty Water.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Sweet Caroline. What can artists do when they come to Connecticut?
Crab property?
You're not going to play a Michael Bolton song.
Taxman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Taxman
from Tax the Beatles.
Yeah.
We don't have any songs.
No, we don't have
right?
any. Yeah.
Anything.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
You can't afford a song.
Okay. That's it. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather, on the phone, back from vacation. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much from the floating Petri dish.
Oh.
That was the name of the boat, huh?
Yeah.
No, it was fun. But there were more men on this cruise than I've ever seen before in my life.
Really?
It was absolutely insane. It
that's
was
a
crazy.
Good thing for
a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, that's good. A good thing.
A lot of
right.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't stray. I kept to my postmarital promises.
Yeah,
which
see?
Was good.
You were a good boy, basically.
I was a good boy and
who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good
who's
boy?
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy? Yeah, let me give you kisses.
He's rubbing your hair.
Good boy.
Who's
good
a good boy?
Boy?
Who's a good boy?
Let me scratch your hiney.
God, I got off the plane. I got off the plane Saturday night, shorts and a t-shirt. Walked outside. Oh. The wind chill was like 15. The wind was howling. The temperature. I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
All right, turn around, go back.
It's a nightmare.
So, yeah, Saturday was a nightmare here, yeah, but we were lying in Puerto Rico for the entire day. Our flight didn't take off until 5, so we just got off the cruise ship at 9, so we went back to the hotel we stayed in at the beginning of the vacation, and they let us hang out by the pool, and all I kept hearing was just how awful it was here on Saturday, and I was just like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Yeah, bad.
Drenching bad.
Yeah, just like cold, raw rain,
yep.
Right? Like your bones get cold, yep. You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
And then it's black ice.
You're chilled to the bone. Mm-hmm. But we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Good food, good drink. My bar tab was $510.
Wow.
Ooh, ooh.
That's good, right?
So it's a little less than $100.
Usually the drinks are included on a cruise.
Oh. Not on gay cruises. Because we out drink them.
I was going to say, they put you out of business. Yep.
By Tuesday, this cruise ship left on Saturday. By Tuesday, they had run out of alcohol and had to restock.
Wow.
Whoa. Ooh. That's impressive.
What'd you name your liver spot?
The bar's called the liver spot.
The liver spot.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. The only person I saw get, like, completely inebriated was this straight woman. She came with – there were two guys. There were identical twins. And then this woman was with them. And I didn't know the relationship. I didn't ask.
Their
I
mom.
But they were on an excursion with us, a snorkeling excursion. They got so drunk that one of the guys started throwing up over the boat. I was like, okay, this is
chumming.
Really delightful.
Yes.
And then they had to put her in a wheelchair to get her back. She got back to the boat on her own, but they wouldn't let her back on the boat. They put her in a wheelchair. She couldn't even walk. Oh, I was like, how drunk could you possibly get? Right. They're serving rum punch for an hour.
That was the cruise director.
It probably was. Oh, my God. So it was just like, whatever. It was unbelievable. Yeah, but we had a great time, a lot of good food. I know you're not going to know the song, but her name is Lauren Aldred. She sings a song from the Hugh Jackman movie where it was like a kind of like a circus movie. I can't remember the name of it, but it goes, never. You know what I'm talking about?
Never.
The Greatest Showman. Thank you, Andrea. The Greatest Showman. It goes, never, never, never. So she was on the ship, and she was the special guest.
Really?
And, so she sang that song, and it did a bunch of others, so it was really good. But she opened her act by singing that song.
You think
she didn't wait until the end.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we're going downhill from here. But,
right, it won't get better.
Right. That was actually a liver talking, saying, no, I'm not going to stop drinking.
Never, never, never,
never,
never, never, never, never. So she did two shows, back-to-back nights. So the second night I went, just listened to the first song, and then I left.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You just want
that's
the hit.
That's all I need.
You walk and say, never, never, never.
Comedian Emily Serra is in studio, and she dated.
Hello, Emily.
Hey.
She dated a younger man recently.
Just one date. It was one date thing.
One shot deal.
How was it?
It was an experience. I normally don't date younger guys, but I tried to like give him a chance because he said he was more mature for his age.
And he had gum.
Yeah. And I was trying to believe him, but it was bad. The first date, he was like burping on it. He was just very immature.
Burping? Like loud?
Yeah, like burping loud.
Did he say, I love you in a burp?
No. Yeah, it was just gross and just very clingy.
It's a talent,
actually. I don't know. It's like, I feel like his mom puts him down for a nap still. Like,
what's the age difference between you and him?
He was 23 and I just turned 32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was,
okay.
It was a big
23
stretch.
Is a big difference, though, between 23 and 32.
Yeah.
How about 24 and 60?
Yeah, that's
like a math. That's like a math equation.
That's
like how many times is...
Yeah. Like, do you guys have different sleep schedules? Like,
I go to bed at 6:30. He's like up watching UConn, and right. I'm like, okay, good.
Right. Playing video games. Stop that.
He must be incredibly mature, though, for a 24-year-old.
Right.
He is so not, and I love it.
Oh, okay. Really?
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
your daddy?
Yeah.
You've been quite naughty, naughty, naughty.
Who's a bad boy?
Who's a bad boy?
Always who's a bad boy?
Who's daddy likes bad boy.
See, I don't want someone to reprimand Scott like that. I don't want someone I have to like teach things to again. I'm like, I'm lazy.
Right.
You got to be chow's trained already.
I'm like, oh God, I'm thinking, am I ever going to get married? And then that song comes to mind.
Never, never, never. Never.
Well, your bar tab's so high.
I feel like your wedding has to be a cruise at this point if right. you do get married.
Wow.
No, he's like, I'm so coming next year. And I was like, you are so not. Because I'll let you off that leash and it'll be gone. Goodbye.
They're going to card you and everything. It's going to be embarrassing.
Exactly. It was a good time. We had a really good time.
What are you doing for your 60th? That's Wednesday, right?
I'm going to, I'm just going to go out to dinner with Jack.
Huh.
So we're just going to have a good time. Yeah.
Cool.
Just me and him, and we're going to go out and have a little dinner, and that's
Chuck
it. I got to work the next day.
He's going to get the kids' menu. Make sure they have crayons.
It's your happy birthday. Hooray! Is that Scott Hippie singing over there? It's your happy birthday. Hooray!
Do they have grilled cheese on the menu?
You get a party and everything.
Oh,
and Mr. Ha-Ha's Ha-Ha, yes, Hacienda.
Did you see the movie
Can you believe?
Roadhouse yet?
No. Is it good?
Dude, you have to see it.
I think you'd like it.
You'll like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of it.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you won't like
it. Yeah, punch up on Netflix.
Do you remember the original?
Patrick Swayze.
You want to talk about being gay? I will let you know. I watched on the plane Barbie, Then I watched Dreamgirls.
Okay.
And then on the way home, I watched the Mary Tyler Moore documentary on HBO. It's 2 hours.
Damn.
If you love Mary Tyler Moore,
wow,
it is so worth a watch. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I can't.
I think
wait
I'm getting out just hearing it.
Well, it's nice to see you back on. Thanks for coming on. And
happy early birthday.
We have to talk to you Wednesday on your birthday.
All right, I'll be here.
Sounds all right, good, brother. Man. Thank you. All right, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show to make an early announcement. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey.
Good, thank you.
Well, we talked about it last Thursday on our show that an artist that I guess we said had quite an experience at the New Haven Coliseum back in, I guess it was the late 80s, right? I guess it was late 80s.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it was the late 80s. And hasn't played Connecticut since 2015.
It's been that long, huh?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, 9 years since they played Connecticut.
Nine long years.
And they're going to be coming back on August 31st. And we're talking about Motley Crue.
Wow. Nice. Where are they going to play?
Mohegan Sun Arena.
Cool.
Wow. August 31st, Mohegan Sun.
The Saturday night of Labor Day weekend.
Oh,
even better.
Nice.
This works for me.
Yes.
Is there an opener? Do we know?
There will probably be an opener, but we haven't found one yet. But I'm putting a seatbelt around Tommy, that's for sure.
And bubble wrap.
All right, so Mohegan Sun, Motley Crue, August 31st. Tickets on sale when?
Well, first of all, it's going to be announced at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're a little early.
We didn't hear anything.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And tickets go on sale this Friday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure there'll be a bunch of pre-sales and stuff going on, which we'll announce as the day goes on. We'll start announcing pre-sales and stuff like that. And it's an 8 o'clock show. And tickets run, a few tickets are $249.50, but everything else is $199.50 and down.
$199.50 and down. Nice. Okay. Motley Crue, Mohegan Sun, August 31st. It's Saturday night, Labor Day weekend. Boy, what a great deal that is. Why has it been so long since they've played here?
Because they haven't, they've been doing stadium shows with Def Leppard for a few years, and they didn't get along for a few years.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they did get back together for 2 years worth of stadium runs with Def Leppard, and now Def Leppard is out with Journey doing stadiums, and Motley Crue said they'll do some gigs by themselves. They're doing only like 10, 12 shows this whole year.
Nice.
So we were lucky enough to get one of them.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Wow. And then where were you, the Motley Crue show, that Tommy Lee fell from his, from high up in the air?
When he tested gravity.
Yeah.
From his drum kit.
Yep.
I was actually on the side of the stage, but not looking at the stage. I was actually looking at the audience when it happened. And all of a sudden, the music stopped. I'm going, okay, now I've gone to too many rock concerts and I've suddenly gone deaf.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I turned around and I saw roadies running towards the back of the stage where the drum kit was. And actually, I was the one who called the ambulance, which we had on site, to take him right to the hospital.
Did you hear little birdies? Little birdies with drums on.
I was in the mezzanine of the New Haven Coliseum for that show.
And you were?
I was.
You pushed him, didn't you?
I was on the opposite side from where he fell, or he kind of slid down right in the middle, I guess. But my friends and I and everyone in our section, we all thought it was part of the show. And so we're all expecting him to hop back up, you know, moon the crowd, jump back on stage, or maybe take a 5-minute intermission and then come on back. We thought it was part of the show, and so did the rest of the Coliseum. So we're all just standing around waiting until finally the announcement came by, 20, 30 minutes later. Guys, go home. They ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Who made the announcement, Jimmy? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember, Justin?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember it being Jimmy, but I remember the show very well. And then they came to Lake Compounds the next year, and all of us who had tickets from the Coliseum were a little upset that we didn't get admission
to
Lake Compounds because we got our show cut short.
You're right. And I had promised that the next time they would come in when I made my announcement that they would get either a break or free admission when I made the announcement. But Lake Compounds wasn't one of my venues.
Oh.
And the guy who was running Lake Compounds refused to honor our promise.
You would think that, like, Tommy Lee wouldn't just, like, plummet. He would, like, kind of, like, float like a feather down. So light.
There was somewhere, I don't know how, but I heard audio of this, and you could hear him hitting the floor. Someone had one of those, like, home video cameras.
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
I think it's on YouTube, yeah.
Huh.
Tommy Lee falls from the kit.
Yeah, and you could hear him hit the stage.
Some of the greatest hit.
Tommy Lee's greatest hit. That's the last drum sound you heard. Boom.
Right. Boom. Was that Tom? That was a Tommy Lee Lee.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I was on the air that night. I was doing overnights at the time, and I was getting calls from nurses at the... first, I got calls from people who were leaving the concert.
Yeah.
Then I got a couple calls from some nurses at the hospital, and they were like, oh, my God, this guy Tommy Lee.
The rumor is true, huh?
He's gifted.
Yeah, you know what would be cool? If, like, he was able to solve, like, math equations after that. Like he became, like, gifted, like, this brilliant person.
Oh, he fell, then all of a sudden became, like, right. An Einstein.
Exactly. E equals MC squared, blah, blah, blah. Who yeah. are you people? Good heavens.
Right.
I've gotten pretty friendly with him. He is a really bright guy.
He is a bright guy.
Yeah, no, he's no dummy, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't... You don't... I mean, he's still very much in the public eye.
Yeah, and he's sober now, right? Is he...
This week?
I would think so.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I think so, too, yeah. But we'll ask him on August. It's not the right thing to ask on
just
August.
Just do him
a beer in his hand, so...
Yeah.
Do him breathalyzer.
Right, I remember Lappy asked an artist at Lighthouse Park when we were doing radio station picnics there... about his sobriety, and the guy responded like he wasn't very happy, and he said, I thought it was supposed to be anonymous.
Oh.
And Lappy was just trying to bond with the guy, that's all. Right. And it was very public that it was, you know, some people don't like to talk
about it. I guess it didn't work, huh?
No, he slowly took his foot out of his mouth.
Good, though.
All right, Jimmy Coplick just announced Motley Crue at Mohegan Sun August 31st. Tickets on sale Friday. There'll be some pre-sales announced throughout the course of the week, and the tickets are very reasonable, and it's a Saturday night,
cool.
Labor Day weekend.
Nice.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on and giving that to us first. It hasn't even been announced yet. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR. Yeah.